Moramai, good morning. This is Judith Lay welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Holding on to hope, imagining what a post-COVID world could look like, and learning some life lessons from wild geese. That's all on the programme this morning. Sheila Sutton is one of my guests today, and she's chosen an inspiring selection of hymns and worship songs, all on the theme of hope. This is the first. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Words of total trust and faith in that hymn, written by Stuart Townend, and chosen by my guest today, Sheila Sutton. As you'll hear, Sheila believes that holding on to hope is so important, now more than ever. And as we listen first to Sheila's own thoughts, then to a favourite poem she's chosen for us, and finally to a short time of prayer, it's worth bearing in mind that Sheila has, in the past year, undergone major surgery to remove a cancerous tumour and still is under hospital observation.
Good morning. How are you all today? Good, I hope. What an important word hope is. And I guess it's become even more precious during this last year. I know one thing that lots of us hope for would be a reuniting of loved ones off the island. It's been a long, hard slog, hasn't it? But we do have good reason to hope that we can travel and hug, yes, literally hug, that special person or persons we've been missing. We're now rumbling towards a new chapter. Hope is on the horizon, and it will be worth the wait. I asked a few people what hope meant to them, and here's what they said. The first one said, I hope to be able to visit my family in Ireland and for all children to have a safe and happy childhood. The second one said, it's been really hard. For me, hope means Easter. Without hope, all is lost. Hope keeps the heart beating. Jesus is the hope that life can be different. And lastly, a radically edited list from our warrior granddaughter, who had so many hopes that we could have filled another programme. I hope for brutality to stop, so people of colour can live in peace. I hope for gender equality. I hope animals can be safe in their own habitat, without them being destroyed. I hope that women and girls can walk home at night safely. And I hope that people can stop being generally mean and learn to be kind. You know, the Bible talks about some friends of Jesus who were sad after Jesus' crucifixion because things had not turned out the way that they'd expected. Indeed, at one point they used the phrase, we had hoped. But the God who loves us and sees our sadnesses and disappointments helps us to hope and to dream again. There's so much written about hope in the Bible that has helped many of us over this last year. It's not vague because it's based firmly on what God has promised. It is the content expectation of what our Father God has said and in his faithfulness to you and to me. It's substantial and positive, and it feels like a steady surface in our wobbly world. Here are some of those Bible passages. See what you think. Hope deferred makes the heart sad is one of those that many of us could identify with, and that's from the book of Proverbs. And then this lovely one from Jeremiah of what God is saying to us. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And lastly, this one from a modern translation that says, we who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go.
Blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Sinking sand, all other ground.
a world still turning. I woke to a world still turning, a sun still rising, spring still breaking through. I listened to birds singing, a dog somewhere barking, my fridge still humming. I watched a breeze still moving, through flowers still blooming, on a lawn still growing. I sensed my heart still beating, my blood still flowing, my lungs still working. And I knew there is more to be thankful for than to regret. There is more to celebrate than to denounce. Still more in the stillness to hope for than to fear.
His oath, his covenant, his blood, support me.
Let's pray. May Father God displace despair in our lives. Hold us in hope and give us peace. Father, will you protect and strengthen us in any uncertainties in our lives? May we be held securely in this hope. And may we hear you whisper peace and love into our hearts. Father, remind us that the hope brought into the world by Jesus can never be extinguished. So, Father, as so many of us struggle with questions and uncertainties, we ask that we may be held in hope's hands today, safe and secure by the one who loves us. Amen.
On Christ the Son.
Thank you, Sheila Sutton, urging us all, no matter what our situation, to hold on to hope. Reverend Nicky Gumbel is an Anglican priest based at Holy Trinity Brompton in London and is known as the developer of the world-famous Alpha Course, a basic introduction to Christianity supported by churches of many different Christian traditions. The 11 sessions that make up the Alpha Course can now be accessed online as well as delivered in group settings, and Nicky and his team offer other regular opportunities for training and growing in faith, including their annual leadership conference, which this year was understandably available to watch online rather than in person. In his keynote address, Reverend Nicky Gumbel reflected on what a world could look like as we emerge from the pandemic. Here's just an extract from what he had to say.
I don't think there's any doubt that we're living in extraordinary times. In the last 18 months, we've had the first global pandemic for 100 years, which has been a traumatic crisis in physical health. But there's also been a mental health crisis that has affected large numbers of people, including many leaders and pastors. Chronic stress, inescapable uncertainty, fear about the future, and crippling anxiety. Perhaps it's affected you. Certainly my levels of anxiety increased during lockdown. In addition to the mental health crisis, we've also faced arguably the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression. It hasn't affected everybody. Indeed, some people have done very well. But for millions of people, there's huge financial insecurity. There's also been a social revolution following events like the murder of George Floyd and the rise of Asian hate crime, among other things. And in the midst of all this, we've seen a digital revolution. 18 months into the pandemic, it's clear that the world is never going to be the same again. Something new is emerging. But what do we want this new world to look like? 100 years ago, after the last global pandemic, what emerged was the Roaring Twenties, the 1920s. It was a time of not only economic, but also social, artistic, and cultural dynamism. It was a time of rapid growth, new trends in lifestyle and culture. It was a time of immense innovation. So, will the next 10 years be once again the Roaring Twenties? Not the 1920s this time, but the 2020s. In which case, what kind of roar do you want to hear? Many are predicting a roar of pleasure-seeking and self-indulgence. Personally, what I want to hear more than anything, the roar of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the roar of Jesus. What would that look like? Let's reimagine our world. This is an opportunity for change, to come out better. What would the roar of Jesus look like? What is Jesus' dream for our world? His message was, you are loved. Love God. Love your neighbor. The Holy Spirit anoints us to bring God's love to the marginalized. Good news for the poor, freedom for the prisoners, sight for the blind, release for the oppressed. In a world full of division and hatred, we need the anointed roar of a united church famous for its love. And then we need the anointed roar of justice. Justice is the reverse side of God's love. The world is riddled with injustice. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of justice. Jesus says the Holy Spirit has anointed him and anoints you and me to bring good news to the poor, blind, prisoners, and oppressed. Injustice needs to be exposed and rooted out. God says, do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. There are so many people in our world who are trapped underground by elitism, intellectualism, or racism, or some other ism. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a poor Jew. Jesus was a member of a minority group in the midst of a larger, dominant, and controlling group. He was not protected by the normal guarantees of citizenship. Jesus came from an oppressed group. He came to bring freedom and justice for the oppressed. The roar of Jesus is a roar of justice. And we need to hear an anointed roar of justice from a united, diverse church. So the anointed roar of love, the anointed roar of justice. And then we long to hear the anointed roar of good news. This world is saturated with bad news. It's everywhere we look. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming. And Jesus said that the Holy Spirit anointed him and anoints you and me to bring a message of good news to this world. And there's never been a time in history when this world needs good news more than now. And there's never been a moment in history where we have a greater opportunity to get the good news out. We're living at an extraordinary moment because we have a digital revolution, and it's opened up the opportunity now for everyone on the planet to hear the good news about Jesus. We are able to reach people who either couldn't or wouldn't come to church. The online world is giving us access to people beyond the walls of the church. So, together with the roar of love and Jesus' roar of love, Jesus' roar of justice, in a world that's filled with bad news, we need the anointed roar of the good news of Jesus. And now, we have the greatest opportunity of our lifetimes to make that possible. And we need everyone involved. That's what's needed right now. Just as nurses and doctors even came out of retirement to play their part in the fight against COVID, so we need every Christian to get involved. We need everyone. And I know many of you are very actively involved already. But this can only happen through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need the fuel of the Holy Spirit, the fresh breath of life. Imagine what could happen in the roaring 2020s as the Holy Spirit anoints us all, anoints you and me. Imagine a church famous for its love and justice, demonstrating the beauty of unity and diversity and proclaiming the good news of Jesus to the world. We really could see the evangelization of the nations, the revitalization of the church, and the transformation of society in the roaring 2020s. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you to Reverend Nicky Gumbel of Holy Trinity Brompton, home of the Alpha Course, speaking there at his annual leadership conference earlier this year, Reimagining a Post-Pandemic World. The whole of his address is available on YouTube. Just search for Annual Leadership Conference 2021. The much-loved Celtic spirituality writer David Adam died about 18 months ago, but he's left behind him a rich library of prayers, poems and meditations inspired by his passion for the countryside, the natural world, the Celtic saints and, in his own words, the mystery of existence. Many of his best-selling books were written during the 13 years he was vicar of the Holy Island of Lindisfarne, but his ministry stretched over some 60 years, and his simple approach to prayer and spirituality touched countless lives. Here he explains what we can learn from the wild geese.
Some days on Holy Island it feels like being at the beginning of creation. In a sense, each day is new. But when the fog is lifting and the sun appearing, when there are great flocks of birds in the sky, when the seals are singing and the curlews are calling, it is very special indeed. On one such day, I watched a wonderful flight of wild geese going over in a V formation. It seemed they were urging the leader on with their cries. I thought, how clever, how cooperative. By flying in a V, each bird was in the slip stream of the bird in front. It has been calculated by flying in such a formation, the geese can increase their range by as much as 70% over a bird that flies alone. This must teach us something about teamwork and the ability to share. When the lead bird tires, it drops further back in the formation and lets another goose take the lead. This helps to keep a better pace and is not dependent on one bird alone. Once again, we could learn from such actions. Shared leadership is important. We need to know when to take the lead and when to hand it over. In flight, the geese actually take advantage of the lifting power of the bird ahead. There are times when we need to follow a leader and take advantage of the work they've already done. I'm told that when a goose falls out of formation due to fatigue or illness, two other geese will fall out with it, support it and protect it. They will stay with the goose until it sets off again or until it dies. I've only heard this from one person, but I would like to think that it is so. It tells of a sense of community and duty as well as care and protection. I feel we've got a lot to learn from the wild geese and from the other creatures that are about us. The goose itself could teach us a good lesson or two.
And the summer's gone,
the summer's gone,
but the dance goes on. Oh, life's dance, oh, life's dance is quick, quick, quick,
Wild Geese, a story from Celtic spirituality writer Reverend David Adam. And now we finish with a look at our notice board. This afternoon, 3 p.m, the annual commemorative service for Sir William Hillary will be held in St George's Parish Church here in Douglas. After the service, a wreath will be placed on the tomb of Sir William and Lady Hillary. This evening, Dalby Church welcome you to a bank holiday weekend worship time with hymns of praise and poems. That's tonight at 6:30, and it'll be followed by refreshments in the schoolrooms or out in the garden overlooking the sea. And there are evening services tonight, also at 6:30, in Ballabeg and at the Howe Methodist Chapels. This Wednesday, June the 2nd, there'll be another Summer Songs of Praise in St Adamnan's, Lonnon Old Church. It's on Wednesday evening at 7:30 when the preacher will be Reverend Richard Hooton. There's a warm welcome for all at this beautiful little country church. On Thursday the 3rd, there'll be an evening mass to celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi in St Matthew's Church on the North Quay here in Douglas. It'll be at 6 o'clock. The bishop will preach and the celebrant will be Father Duncan Whitworth. St Thomas's Church in Finch Road here in Douglas are currently offering a two-course lunch with hot drinks every Friday between noon and 1:30. A minimum donation of £7 per person is suggested, with all proceeds divided equally between church funds and local charity Bridge the Gap. Next Saturday, the 5th of June, the One World Centre are having a jumble sale in the Promenade Methodist Church here on Douglas Promenade. The sale will be open from 10:30 till 12:30, raising funds for the COVAX scheme, providing COVID vaccines for people living in the world's poorest nations. There'll be refreshments on sale too, and your support would be much appreciated. Also next Saturday, the 5th, in Braddon Church Hall, there'll be a collectibles sale. Hundreds of items priced between 50 pence and £1,000. Open next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is just £2 and that includes tea or coffee and biscuits. Next Saturday is also the first Saturday of the month, so the very popular craft market returns to Glenmay Chapel and Community Centre. Open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pop in for all things homemade by local artists. Entries free and light lunches will be on sale too. If you're not sure where the chapel and community centre is, just head for Glenmay and look out for the bunting and the banners. Looking ahead to next Sunday, June the 6th, Selby Methodist Church are hosting a civic service in recognition and gratitude for those who work and supported the community during the pandemic. It'll be attended by the Chief Minister and the Minister for Health and Social Care, with representatives from emergency services, key workers and other voluntary services. Music will be provided by Crosby Silver Band. The service next Sunday morning starts at 10:30, but you're asked to arrive and be seated by 10:15. And that's all we have time for today. Just a little reminder that if you'd prefer to start your day with this programme, At Your Service is available as a podcast from 7 a.m. each Sunday morning, accessible via our own website, manxradio.com, but you'll also find it on all the main podcast platforms too. News for the notice board and requests for your favourite hymns to be included in future programmes can all be sent to me via email, judithleigh@manxradio.com, or by post if you prefer, Manx Radio, P.O. Box 1368, Douglas IM 991SW. I'll be back tonight at 9 with Sundown, easy listening music to round off your weekend. But for now, this is Judith saying thank you for listening, and I wish you and those you love a blessed, safe and peaceful week, and a very good morning.
Manx Radio.